With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that sleep is critical for our physical and mental well-being, but as it turns out, the answer doesn't simply lie in the number of hours we spend unconscious each night. New research from digital healthcare company Huma suggests that a Goldilocks bedtime between 10 to 11pm is linked with a lower risk of heart disease. Katie King spoke to Dr. David Plans, head of research from Huma, to find out why we all need a bedtime.
Sleep. We know it's important to our health. If we get between 7 to 9 hours a night, that should be all that matters, right? Well, not exactly. According to new research from Huma, it isn't that simple. Early birds and night owls, listen in.
It matters that you sleep. It matters that you sleep enough and you get enough quality of sleep. But it also seems to matter when you sleep. The fact is that it's much more likely that disruption of the circadian clock itself is the problem.
Our circadian clock, or body clock, is a 24-hour internal system that syncs up our bodies with solar cues, helping us to regulate metabolism and levels of alertness. This clock needs resetting daily and does so when we're exposed to sunlight. But how does our bedtime affect this?
People who go to sleep at a reasonable hour at night have a better chance of getting sunlight early on and resetting their clocks. And so if you go to sleep very late, you might oversleep and miss this critical period of light where you reset that clock. If that occurs over an extended period of time, then circadian rhythm can become disrupted, and that has knock-on effects.
David and his team at Huma analysed data from 88,000 individuals from the UK Biobank, making this study the largest of its kind. Individuals had to wear wrist accelerometers for 7 days and undergo lifestyle, health and physical assessments. Data was adjusted to take into account common heart disease risk factors like diabetes, smoking and BMI. The team concluded that those who went to sleep between 10 and 11pm had a lower associated risk of heart disease. For those night owls amongst us, David has some words of advice.
Even if you're a night owl, even if you go to sleep well later than 11 p.m., you would still benefit greatly from exposing yourself to morning light once you wake up, even if that's 11 a.m.
But what about natural light lamps? Could those be used instead to reset our clocks?
What we're talking about here is exposure to full spectrum light. It's also true that the brain perceives light in very different ways when you're looking at a lamp inside than when you're looking at light outside. You can ameliorate the effects of circadian disruption if you're in an area where you get very little sun, for example, but it'll never be like being outside.
Okay, so perhaps the natural light lamp won't solve the issue. What can we be doing to help stick to our bedtime to reduce our risk of heart disease?
Avoiding blue light late at night, not drinking caffeine too late in the day, avoiding naps after 4 p.m. Even if you can't manage to sleep quite within that hour, going to bed at a reasonable hour and waking up early enough to see some morning light would be seriously beneficial to your health.
So whatever time you end up sleeping, when you wake up, get those shoes on, soak up some sunlight to keep that body clock ticking in time so that ticker of yours stays healthy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.